What is Tai Chi?
Tai Chi originally was a martial art. It's practiced as a martial art, but as a martial art that worked extensively on improving your posture to get the best out of your body. When you practiced martial arts, a weak person wouldn't survive in combat. So the Chinese experts would make sure the posture was correct so that the body mechanics would create power, and that power could be used then to defend themselves or attack if necessary, I suspect, in them days.
What are the health benefits of learning Tai Chi?
Well, it's because of their extensive work in the mechanics of the body and breathing. They work on the breathing to get the diaphragm working effectively, abdominal breathing, strengthening the abdominal breathing, which is natural breathing. They discovered all these methods enhance the power of the body. And what's happened over the centuries is that the mechanics of Tai Chi, how you move in Tai Chi, how you stand, how you squat down, how you lift the body up, you coordinate that with breathing and with motion. And the benefits now that are coming through are quite clearly, it massively improves your circulation. It regulates your blood pressure. It regulates your breathing. It teaches you how to return back to natural breathing. It strengthens your body mechanics and makes you move correctly through your joints. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Is it an important exercise for us to learn as we age?
Especially as we age. As we age, the body naturally degenerates, but there is, in a way, a semi-antidote you can apply to the body to extend the physical potential in your body, and that's practicing your Tai Chi and your Qigong exercises as part of your everyday life. And you'll find that as you get getting older, your body won't, for example, you lose your height, your discs will degenerate and you lose height, but you find your discs won't degenerate as much if you practice your daily Tai Chi. If you live it and breathe it, you'll find your discs actually don't lose that degeneration. They don't lose the height. So, for example, I'm 60, just turning 60 now, and I haven't lost my. In fact, I've gone up in height since I took up Tai Chi, and I'm still up there. I'm bare feet. I'm just under 6'4", but I was 6'2½ bare feet when I started in my early 20s. So, I'm not losing height, which is all my friends and everybody around me don't practice Tai Chi. They're all shrinking in before my very eyes. So, I'm a massive fan of it myself. For me, you know.
I can see how it's important for fall prevention as well.
Yeah, it's the balance. It is the premier exercise system for balance, which is why I had the call from Manchester United and had the call in from Celtic Football Club. These are two huge clubs, because they'd heard through whatever means that Tai Chi was good for balance, to improve balance. So they called me in to work with the goalkeepers initially. And they discovered by me turning up that it does far more for the body than just balance. But balance was the primary reason why I was called into it with the footballers.
Why is it important to be cognizant of our breathing?
The breathing is the fuel of life. Everything you do, and that's the first thing you do when you're born. It's the last thing you do when you die. You breathe in as you're born. You breathe out as you pass away. And everything in between is directed and fueled by your breathing. So it's the very first thing you should look at in trying to get your health in good order. Because when the breathing degenerates, your health goes immediately with it. So breathing is absolutely essential. And I am like a voice in the wilderness shouting out to everybody, don't you realize what you're doing? I see people breathing incorrectly with bad posture everywhere I go. And people who train with me, I soon correct them. And then they come to me and say, oh, that's vastly improved how I feel. I've got more energy now. And basically, all they're doing is returning back to where they should have been in the first place, back to normality, you know.
What tips do you have for us in the book about helping our breathing, helping our posture, helping our balance, even before we start practicing Tai Chi?
Certain things, fundamentals that even before you start looking at what's in the book and the guidance from the book, there's certain fundamentals that you can do immediately, which is make sure you sit. Chinese say walk long, they say sit long, they say stand long, and move long. This is the ancient Chinese, not modern Chinese. The ancient Chinese were saying these things. What they mean is extend your body. Always keep your body extended. But what we tend to do is we sit crumpled, we sit short, we walk short, we move short, we stand short. And sure, if you can equate that to life expectancy, then that's what's happening. Is people who live with a shortness in their body tend to live shorter lives. The long, those who stretch out and live long, breathe long, walk long, they're the ones who extend their lifespan. So the fundamental thing is make sure you extend your body upwards and open the joints of your spine so that you're not slumped at any time. You don't slump when you're standing or slump when you're sitting and slump when you're walking.
I just sat up. Thank you. I didn't even notice.
Everybody does. Wherever I go, they say, oh, he's here. And you can see everybody shuffling and sitting upright as soon as I walk in because they know I pick up things straight away and I point things out to people what damage it's causing them straight away, you know.
Do you have to practice Tai Chi in a group with a teacher? Can you do it on your own?
You can do it on your own, but it's worthwhile locating your a Tai Chi, qualified Tai Chi teacher in your location to at least go in and learn the basics. And if you like it that much, you stay with your teacher. But if you want to just learn enough to put you on the road to good health, then you maybe just go in and do a few weeks. A few sessions with a teacher, and arm yourself with the necessary reference material, books, DVDs, that sort of thing. But make sure you've had your initial corrections from a qualified teacher, and then off you go. Basically, you can then start practicing in your everyday life. If you only become a teacher, then you'd have to go on in to stay with the school and go through the various levels of teaching training. But if it's domestically just for yourself, then I still recommend you find a teacher just to give you the enough foundation skills to get you started.
Peter, what is the middle way?
The middle way is it's something I've discovered it in Tai Chi, which is like it's something they don't discuss. They being the teachers, the Tai Chi teachers, you don't hear them talking much about it. It's everywhere you hear them talking about it. I've only heard one master who actually mentioned it in a lecture he was given that I was with, when I was with him, and he mentioned this middle path. And but at that point, I was already down the road. I'd already been doing some research in this middle path. And it's the hidden meaning, really. It's the real meaning behind Tai Chi. Because Tai Chi and the symbol of Tai Chi, which is the black and white symbol, that actually represents balance. The symbol, as it's drawn, it shows you a person or the energy of anything that is balanced. And inside that symbol, it has a wavy, like an S curve in the middle,
mm-hmm.
And if that is as it is in this perfect S curve, then that is the middle path. That's the secret of your life, is to try and walk along that curving path as opposed to a stiff, rigid path, you know, like a pole. Now that path comes from practicing Tai Chi and Qigong. You get calmness and centered mind. You don't have what they call the monkey mind, which is a mind that sways and moves from one degree to another degree. You have this calm, centered mind. You get centering in your posture, gravitational centering in your posture, and that creates centering in your movements and centering in your breathing. And all that brings you to the middle path then, the center path or middle path. So that's what really, in a nutshell, what it means.
Why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because I've got this yearning in me to get the message around the planet that we need to be doing more for ourselves. We need to be doing things for ourselves. In the UK, the pressures that are on the NHS, the National Health Service, the hospitals and the doctors' surgeries everywhere, it's unbelievable the pressure they're under. I know my own niece is a GP, and it's just ridiculous what's going on. And that's basically because people don't take responsibility for themselves. They don't seem to spend enough time to learn about this amazing machine we live in, the human body. So what I feel I need to do is to get the message out there that this human body that we live in is amazing. All you got to do is tap into what's inside it, which is this incredible power that's in there. And the contentment that it gives you in your life is something that's worthwhile pursuing. to achieve this state. Chinese call it sung, S-U-N-G, sung. A state of sung is the desired state, and that's what we in the Western world would call somebody who's very contented in their life, happy in their skin, you know. So that's what I'd be saying, really, is that you know, the message in within what I'm doing here and what the whole thing's about is to get the message out there around the world that there is another way, and the other way is instead of passing responsibility over to your doctor for yourself, I have a problem, you solve it. If you have a problem, you solve it yourself first. Have a look at yourself, find out what it is, learn about your body, and then involve your doctor with it. But the point is at least establish that, you know, you can actually look after yourself first. There's lots of little things that happen in the body that you can resolve yourself without it turning into something serious, as in, you know, like frozen shoulder, for example. Lots of people over here got frozen shoulder because they're trying to death to move the shoulders.
Okay. What's the one most important piece of advice that you'd like to share with family caregivers?
Family caregivers, I've just done a talk with a talk demonstration, and I've got them all involved. This was NUCIS, which is North East Wales Carers Information Service. So, and I'm now registered with them as a teacher with them now. The one thing that I put across in that talk was that you as carers, you need to look after you first. A sick carer can't look after somebody who's sick. So the carers must be looking after themselves first. Fundamentally, look after yourself. And the first thing you got to look at is posture, your breathing, and then your stress levels. You get those three things working in that order. Get your posture right, your breathing will come right. When you're breathing and your posture right, your stress levels will drop. So they're the three things. And I demonstrated to them, you know, some typical pointing one or two people out in the audience and said, for example, that posture there is restricting your diaphragm. It's restricting. And do you find you have the digestion trouble? And she said, always having digestion trouble. So I was pointing things out to them, and they were confirming that was in fact what they were experiencing, you know. And incidentally, at the end of the session, they formed an orderly queue, and the whole crew that were there bought my book and my DVD. So it certainly touched a nerve with them, you know.